Friends, welcome to another episode of Miracle Soup. It's me, Christoph Heinen, and I am broadcasting. Who broadcasts? I'm recording from my office bench here in the woods behind my home, Sierra Foothills, Northern California. Greatest place in the entire world. I love it here so much. Anyway, what I wanted to talk today about is failing forward. And I was reflecting on a conversation I was having with my bro Chris yesterday about how people generally don't change. But people do change at the same time. A lot of times, maybe we have a friend who's overweight and we see them getting on some kind of a program, and eventually they are able to lose weight and they make a transformation in their life. Or a friend is a smoker or a drinker, is able to overcome that addiction, and we see their success. But when we see that, it's kind of a big deal, isn't it? We really want to give them a lot of praise and recognition, because it's a heroic thing to do, to overcome an addiction and a pattern and a lifestyle that's like crippling and unhealthy. When we see someone overcome that or heal from a disease or go into cancer remission, we really praise them, because it's not easy. We understand the effort it takes, and it's rare. It's a rare thing. Most of the story is that's just how it continues. That's just how it is. That's just how that person is. And they continue to be an alcoholic, or they continue to be a smoker, or continue to be whatever. And so it is rare, but it happens. And it's awesome when it happens. And I was thinking, so what is it that makes people change? And then, of course, I'm always looking at my own laboratory here, like my own subject, myself. And how I have changed, and now how I have stayed the same, despite my efforts, despite my goals and my journaling and my commitments and, you know, my accountability friends who hold me accountable, and still there's a lot of these unhealthy patterns that remain the same in me. So what is it about that? And, you know, like, people have earned millions of dollars and created huge companies and fortunes and great teachings about this. Like, what is it that makes someone change? And I'm not even about to... Osha, you stay close, boy. You stay close, okay? Come on. Come here. I'm not even about to, you know, go there into the whole mechanics of it all. I'm going to keep it simple. Ushula is just—he's just so happy to be on the walk today. Good boy. This guy is such a good dog. What was I talking about? Okay, so anyway, no, for real. I'm here. I'm back on my bench. So one of the things is I'm just gonna say like it is. I'm just gonna hone it in. In my understanding, in my experience, in my observation. With myself first, but also in others, is that one of the things that keeps us stuck in our old patterns is a lack of compassion. It's the hardness, the toughness, the criticism, the judgment, the harsh, and the harm that we cause ourselves for not being better. So recently, I'll use myself as an example. Recently, I've one of my last episodes, I think two ago, was the 36-hour fast that I completed, and how this fasting and how the intermittent fasting has just been like so amazing. Well, I went all last week, and I even had a better week, you know, and it was just like more refined and just a cleaner diet and just and consistent 18-hour fasts. You know, between 17 and 18 hour fast every day, the intermittent, and then like a feeding window. And then just, I'm like, I'm, I, the, I just stopped smoking weed. It just fell away. I smoked it one time and I just like felt so bad. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want that again. Easiest thing to let go of. That was just, it was no effort. Just like, I don't need to smoke anymore. That's been years, decades habit of like every night. So that's, you know, that's just gone. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. You know, really cutting back on the caffeine, which is just good. And just waking up earlier, all these things started happening. And then I get on to the weekend and I did another 36-hour fast for my second one in 2 weeks. And it was just same thing, just next level, just really, really blissful, a lot challenging, but like so worth it. I mean, really worth it. Very, very psychedelic, very, very healing, very intimate with myself. The point of this podcast is of this podcast today is not really to go into the 36-hour fasting and all that, but that, yeah, it was pretty trippy actually. You know, like hour like 38 or not 38, but like 30, 33. Whoa. I was going to some deep places. Highly recommended, but you know, still just like, here's what I'm saying though, is that after that, the next day I kind of eased myself and, you know, back to eating again, had a nice smoothie, and then I was going through it, and then it just gradually kind of gave myself allowances, and then pretty soon, like, I'm eating ice cream that night, and next day I'm like doing like 3 coffees and just like totally derailed, right? Just like right back to the old habits. And I think that's where people get hung up. That's where we get hung up. We say, okay, I want to exercise. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to start this thing. I'm going to stop smoking, or I'm going to read a book a day, or I'm going to meditate every day, or whatever it is. And then we get this initial like inspiration, this surge of like motivation, like, yes, I'm worth it. I can do it. And we're listening to like Abraham Hicks, or we're listening to the motivational podcasts and the motivational YouTube channels. And we're seeing people who've succeeded and lost like 400 pounds. We're like, yes, I can do it. I love my life. I can do this. And then we like slip. And then we start just fucking beating ourselves down, you know? And then it's like, well, what's even the point anymore? What's even the point? I can't do it. I did this fast, and then I'm right back eating ice cream, and so like I just can't do this. This is not for me. Like fasting is not for me. I'm just like kind of like, this is just my lot. This is my karma. Is just like to eat unhealthy and to kind of be sick and just live this like meager existence, you know, and just not achieve my goals. And it's just going to make me fall even worse again. And it's going to make me yo-yo even worse. And like, oh man, I'm such a piece of shit. And then it keeps going, right? Then it's like, oh, I'm depressed. Oh, what's the point of life? Oh, I want to kill myself. On and on and on. And then you're like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to drink. I'm just going to get high, whatever. So during the last 36 hour, I was like watching lots of videos about, you know, how to get through tough times in a fast and just staying inspired about getting through the fast because it was challenging. You know, it's like my whole body's just like, eat food, consume more. You need it or you're going to die. And I'm like, well, actually, I know that I don't. I know that people fast for a long time and they're like perfectly fine. So one of the things I heard from this one pastor, actually in a Christian church, and they got like a real focus on, you know, on prayer and fasting, as it says in the Bible. And they kind of adhere to that path. And it's this, concept of failing forward. And the guy was saying like he had actually done a 40-day fast like Jesus did, right? In the forest, in the desert. I'm in the forest now, so such a great place. I hope you guys can hear the birds. So this bro did a 40-day fast, totally spaced on his name, but he did a 40-day fast, like water fast. I think he did some juice like before some sermons or something because he needed to get through because he was a pastor and he was like, like talking in front of like all these people every Sunday. So I think he did like grapefruit juice or something before his sermons, but mostly it was a freaking 40-day water fast. Like, whoa. And then a number of like surprisingly, you know, a large amount of people have done the 40-day water fast. It's very doable. You have to work up towards it though. That's like really important. And the benefits are just like, you know, spiritual breakthroughs and just releasing addictions and karmic patterns and, you know, finding life purpose and just realigning your life with just a higher vibration and a higher version of like yourself, your true potential, all that kind of thing, spiritual insight, calm, like huge, huge benefits. It's like, it's totally something I want to do, but I'm not jumping into it. I'm just gonna like work up. And as you're working up, so as this guy was working up to it, he was talking about the number of fasts that he started and just totally failed on were way more than the amount of fasts that he's done successfully, you know, and adhered to the actual protocol of the fast, which was usually a water fast. And so he said, well, the whole thing is you got to fail forward. Like say you're like 3 days into a water fast and you just buckle, man, you buckle into like a bag of potato chips or whatever, which is not healthy. You're like really not healthy. That's why it's good to just take your time with gentleness and compassion, like I'm talking about here. If you can't get through a 36 or 40 day or even a 1 day fast without, you know, buckling, then if you go 3 days and then buckle into pizza, you're going to do some damage. Like if you do like a month or something and then you just jump into like hamburger or ice cream, that can really like really wreck you. So it's really important to take your time into these things. And it's also important with exercise. You know, you're not going to like be like, I want to bench my body weight and I should do that in 3 days because I've been going to the gym every day or like a week. No, dude, that's going to take some time. Like give yourself a break. With creating an audience on like Substack or the podcast or whatever, I'm like, it brings me so much comfort to know that I'm getting better at learning how to speak. I'm getting better at engaging with an audience, and that takes time. I'm not going to just like have a huge following and have my message and my niche all carved out for me and have my life purpose all figured out. It's like, no, that happens just by practicing and failing, right? It's like you learn how to ride a bike by falling a bunch of times. Thank God kids are freaking rubberized because... takes a lot of falls, takes a lot of mess ups when you're learning how to play something on the piano to like get it to sound good. You're going to fail so many times, like way more than you get it right. So the failing forward, the guy was just talking about the importance of this pastor was saying, you know, you just buckled back into these old habits of just numbing out. You know, it's just so ingrained in us to numb out with food and whatever kind of distractions that we don't have to feel, so we don't have to look at the problems in our life. And he's just talking about like, but you just gotta fail forward. You mess up and just compassion. Gentleness. Okay, I did that. I had ice cream. I said I wasn't going to, and I did. What am I gonna do? Just dive into the next tub? No, dude. You got another nice fasting window ahead of you. You've got another beautiful day. You've got still a lot of health. And you can go for it. You can go for a run. You can go work out, whatever. But in my experience with my sort of fall after my last 36-hour fast was I still have so much benefit from my last like week of like consistent fasting and those two 36-hour fasts back to back. Man, so much benefit. I have no craving for herb. That's huge. I have so much more control of what I'm eating. And generally, I am eating way healthier, which makes such a huge impact on my energy levels. And my mental health has gone up. Just the reduction in anxiety. It's just, dude, there's no drug that could have done that. I've never found anything that's worked like this. So am I going to just continue to beat myself up because I had like ice cream and last night? Yeah, I had like these, my daughter and I made these root beer float popsicles because we got this book on like how to make popsicles, like a whole book from the library about popsicle making. And we've been making really healthy ones, you know, mostly. But this time, where it's like there was like this root beer float popsicle with like a cherry frozen into it, and oh man, we had to make those, right? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make them and just not, I won't eat them because I'll just have them in the fridge for the kids, right? No, dude, those things are literally calling my name from the depths of the icebox. Kristoff, eat me. We're so succulent and good. I mean, can you imagine a root beer float popsicle? You got all the root beer on the bottom and the ice cream on top. It's just vanilla ice cream. Oh, dude. So I plugged like two or four of those back last night. Didn't wake up early, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, dude. Got this cool fast intermittent fasting app. Hit the button, start over again. And I know how good it feels to be in that state of the fasted state, in that state of clarity and connection with nature and connection with just like emptiness in your system, knowing that your body is just like, is just cleaning itself and repairing itself and nothing's having to be digested or processed. And it's all, everything gets clearer. It's like you're on the perfect amount of microdose of mushroom or something like that. And you just, it's good. And you remember that feeling. So you get that taste and nothing else can replace it. So you've replaced your drug, really. Like, it's like game over, really. It's just a matter of time once you get that taste. So just be patient. And failing forward is just a great little mantra to have. And the other thing, as I was kind of writing about this morning, I realized looking at kids, and you see certain kids who are kind of like not really doing so great. You know, they're kind of like all over the place, and they come from more of a rough, challenging upbringing. Their parents are, you know, kind of maybe not all together. I'm not saying I am all together, but you guys know what I'm talking about. Like in school, they were the kids who were kind of the problem kids. And then the kids who came from really loving and supportive, nurturing environments. And they tended to do a lot better and just kind of just be more balanced and happy and do better in life. And I was thinking about that and thinking about the process of learning with children and how much effect it has when kids can learn and continue learning because they have kindness in their already encoded in their minds, already programmed in their minds is kindness. They know they're not going to get like hit or dissed or harshed on because they weren't able to figure out a math problem or figure out like a song. You don't have that. So they're like, learning's fun for them. And they excel in life because learning is fun and life is all learning. It's all learning. We're always growing and learning. If we're not, we're going the other direction, right? We're on a fast track to the grave, baby. Thought of that with my daughter. My stepdaughter here. She's just has such a hard time in math, and I see the programming that she's received from whatever. Won't get into that, but the programming that she's received. It's really negative, and she's really hard on herself, really hard. When she doesn't understand math, she gets really anxious and quickly goes into the fuck it mode. I can't do math. I'm horrible. I'm stupid. I'm worthless. Da, da, da. And her math has just been, her math grades have been tanking, like fail, like kind of just giving up. And I got, and I was like, whoa, this is such a big problem. I don't have time in my life to really devote to like teaching her math from like the ground up. So luckily, by God's grace, we found this tutor. Her name's Penelope. I'm going to do a shout out. If any of you guys need an amazing math tutor or any kind of tutor for your teenage kid, Penelope is amazing because she's so kind, so compassionate, so patient, and she reprograms the kid's mind with that voice of just love. And they feel so loved that it's just... that the understanding and the learning can take place. So we're learning everything, right? If we want to lose weight, we're learning how to live a healthy lifestyle. If we're wanting to create a business, we're learning how to engage with an audience. We're learning what our service is. We're learning what our offering is. We're learning how to interact with humans and make them and help them receive value and improve. It's like, what is that? The only way to figure out is to learn along the way. And we're not going to get there with like harsh, with judgment, criticism. We're going to get there with failing forward. It's like, oh, you fell. Oh, you fell off your bike. Don't worry. You were doing so well. Like that's what a good parent would say, right? A good teacher would be like, you fell off your bike. You're doing so great. You just got like 4 pedals in and then you fell. Oh, it must hurt. You can take a break. Don't worry. We'll try it again tomorrow or like get back up and you can do it. Let's just try one more time. You know, it. You can be so much kinder to yourself. And that's how kids do it. And that's how we do it. So, oh, I want to do this 4-day fast, but it's going to take time. And I eat ice cream and I'm addicted and blah, blah. And I've got all these addictions and yada, yada, yada. All right, dude. Great. You just did this much. You did a 12-hour. That's great. Let's try another 12-hour of just resting. Oh, you wanted to do like this yoga challenge and you got like a week, but you wanted to do 30 and then you like quit because you were tired and you started just like smoking weed and being lazy and eating potato chips and binging on Netflix. Dude, you did a week of yoga. That's amazing. Try it again. So good. You got benefit out of it. What's the rush? What's the expectation? Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? We've had these like really dysfunctional patterns operating and running the show for years, decades, possibly more than likely lifetimes. And you're thinking you're just going to like make a quick decision from a YouTube video you saw and got inspired by, and all of a sudden everything's going to be like psh, easy. It's not. The only way through it is to fail forward. The only way through it really literally is to fail forward. It's like, that's the way. It's like, that's how you get there is by failing and then getting back up. By getting back up, getting back on that saddle, you're building muscles, you're building strength, you're building endurance to make it through. All right, I have got a day ahead of me, so I'm going to get off my office bench here in the forest, continue down the hill, and do some cool stuff. So I did want to mention that today's episode was going to be a tutorial on Substack. I was going to do that. But this message just really was really alive in me and really wanted to come through. So I really want to urge everyone to invite you to visit my Substack. Substack is just, I'm not going to get into it now. It literally is a whole episode or more. It's a whole body of work really, but it's just a fascinating environment, really nurturing place. To learn and grow and be supported by an amazing community of people who are like on the same wavelength, you know, who are wanting to like show up in their lives in a different way and support other people to do the same. It's a good thing. So if you haven't already, you know, the best way really to support this work and to support me is to go over to Substack. The best is to sign up as a paid subscriber. That's awesome. I'm offering a plan for $8 a month. Still crafting, you know, what the offers are and everything like that. But you can get started there if you wanted to support my work monetarily, which just, oh my God, that'd be so cool. But also, you know, just like a post, leave a comment about today's episode, you know, engage in the conversation. You'll get benefit and I will too. I will feel just really like reciprocated in the work I do. And it kind of just brings energy into the good vibes of life. And I'm not doing a very good job of saying this because I feel really awkward, but, comments are super appreciated. Subscribe, like my stuff or not, whatever. I feel weird saying that. I probably am going to stop, but, Substack is a great place for you to just be more in the soup of this miracle that we call Miracle Soup. Ladies and gentlemen, Thank you so much for your time. Have a blessed day. Fail forward. Peace. Om Namah Shivaya.